The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to the Lord.
Jesus went down to Capernaum, to a town of Galilee, and he taught them on the Sabbath. They were astonished at his teaching, because he spoke with authority. And in the synagogue there was a man with a spirit, an unclean demon. He cried out in a loud voice, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come here to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." Jesus rebuked him and said, "Be quiet, come out of him." And the demon threw the man down in front of them and came out of him without doing him any harm. They were all amazed and said to one another, "What is this about his word? For with authority and power he commands even unclean spirits, and they come out." And news of him spread everywhere in the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. It's a very interesting sequence we're following here. We're in Luke, and this comes from chapter 4 in the Gospel of Luke. And chapter 4 in Luke is the beginning of the public life of Christ. And just before we get to today's Gospel, which is at Capernaum, Jesus begins his public life proclaiming the word in the synagogue of his hometown at Nazareth. You'll find that immediately before this Gospel reading. He goes into the synagogue, takes up the prophet, the scroll of the prophet, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me," and so forth. But the people of Nazareth challenge him. They're not impressed by his word. They challenge him. They're unbelieving people. So he leaves his hometown of Nazareth. And in Luke's Gospel, he'll never go back there again. No mention he ever returned to his hometown. He goes down, downhill. Nazareth is up on a hill. Capernaum is down next to the Sea of Galilee, the hometown of Peter and his brother Andrew. Peter married a woman from Capernaum. He was from Bethsaida nearby. I think tomorrow's Gospel might be the curing of Peter's mother-in-law. That's another conversation. But look at this Gospel and see what it says to us. It's a very interesting book written by a fellow called Michael Gillen. It's not one of my 10 best, but it's interesting. And it's entitled, "Believing is Seeing." Now, that's interesting for Michael Gillen because he's a scientist. And as you know, scientists make their conclusions from evidence. They have to have evidence, and then they make their scientific. But he says, no, the scientist has to first believe before he can see. And when we get to Jesus preaching at Nazareth, they didn't believe. They challenged him and said, before we believe, we have to see a miracle. Now he goes to Capernaum. They listen to him. They're very impressed by him. They're astonished at his teaching. They seem to admire him, and there is no challenging. And then this man possessed by a demon comes in here, and the story continues that Jesus frees the man of possession. Now, it's an interesting conversation for each of us. When you journey through this day, are you led by seeing is believing? You have to see before you believe. Or do you want to believe and then you'll see? What do you think? You're going to journey through this day and you're going to say, I believe that God will speak to me today. I believe that I will see extraordinary things today. Things I might miss if I'm rushing or I'm distracted, but just stop and say, is there something here that if I believed, I would see? Now, When you believe, you can see things you cannot see without believing. That's the teaching here. I've often wondered, looking at kids coming into school here, if a teacher goes into the class in the morning and say, I have a bunch of crazy little kids here and they're all trouble, you know what? She's going to have a bad day. She goes in and says, these are fantastic kids, they're all miracles, they're phenomenal, she's probably going to have a much better day. So it depends on, if you decide you're going to have a bad day, chances are you probably have a bad day. If you said, no, God is going to leave me, I believe God is going to bless me this day. God is going to show me things this day. I'm going to experience the presence of God in my life today. I believe and you will see. I think that's the teaching of this contest in a way between the response that Jesus got in Nazareth just before he goes to Capernaum and the response he gets in Capernaum. So the invitation of the Word of God is to believe today, now, and then you will see. Amen. We pause now for a moment of prayer.